households. Here we had a variance of 2.3 million. We had a budget of 21.9 and we had spent 19.6, translating to 89.7%. The variance mainly is due to the lockdown that necessitated to schools. And this resulted in the ministerial bursary support holders not claiming less than the 100,000 budgeted initially for each learner. As we can see there, that under the scientific support that is bursaries, non-employees, we had a lower spending, which translated to 57%. Public corps, Chairperson?
No, you've said 67. I've seen you written 57.
57. Apologies, yeah. Chairperson. 57%.
Okay.
Thank you. Public corps and private public corporations and private enterprises. Here we had an underspending of 7 million. We had a budget of 61.9. We had spent 54.9, translating to 88.7%. The variance of 7 million is mainly due to the incomplete reports under MGE, that is Mzansi Golden Economy Beneficiaries, which resulted to some of their second tranches not being processed at year end. NPIs, non-profit institutions, here we had a variance of 31.6 million, which is due to the underspending relating to incomplete reports as said of MGE. This is the continuing MGE beneficiaries that resulted in the second tranches not being implemented or processed at year end. Again, the delays in the implementation of the PSP programs towards the creation of jobs for monitoring of compliance to COVID relations. These slides, Chairperson, I didn't go line by line on the different institutions, which I take it as being read and that the members have seen. But we can highlight that the low spending or underspending was again on the community arts and development line, where we see our total spending was 622 against the budget of 1.4, which translated to about 42.8%. So, and also under heritage programs, the various institutions, there also there was underspending, which translated to about 37.2%. Those are the line items that could have contributed mainly to the underspending. Continuing again under NPIs, BASA, next slide, please. BASA, Engel and Berghaus and BSA, there we've got again 100% that was transferred to those institutions. When we're continuing, next slide, sports federations under NPIs, sports federations, we had a budget of 174.9 and we had transferred 150.9, translating to 86.3%. The other institutions, that is for Love Life and the Sports Trust, there was 100% transfer on their budget that was allocated. Higher education institutions, here we've got a 100% transfer to the universities for the home language technologies project. The budget was 5.8 and the actual transfer was 5.8. Heritage assets. The variance in this category or in this economic classification of 9.1 million, we had a budget of 92.4, where we had spent or transferred 83.3, translating to the total spending of 90.1%. Here, the 9.1 million under expenditure was due to different reasons. One, National Archives, Old Library. Here, the final accounts were not paid to the service provider by DPW as appointed. Company is owned by an alleged illegal foreigner. Home Affairs and DPW are resolving this matter. Number two, JL Dube House, there was time lost on account of local community disturbances or due to community disturbances on site, where the contractor had to suspend their work on site due to the hostile takeover. 3, OR Tambo Memorial Garden of Remembrance. The installation of the OR Tambo statue could not happen due to the ongoing investigation that the department had instituted, which has not been completed. 4, lastly, Polokwane Performing Arts Centers. The feasibility study for the project was only completed late in the financial year, and the construction will only happen in February 2022. As said, there is an underspending of about 9.1 million. The category software payments for financial assets and machinery and equipment. Here we had spent 11.1 from the budget of 11.5, translating to 96.8%. The variance of 370,000 was not spent, or an amount of 370,000 was not spent due to the delays in the procurement of IT equipment that had happened, was not finalized by year end. When we continue down, Chairperson, this is then the economic classification pair program. I am not sure, Chairperson, should I go again per program until the program 4? Because this is just now the breakdown per program according to each economic classification. You can give guidance, Chairperson.
We can reflect when you answer questions on that. Can you continue?
Okay. Chairperson, program 1.
I'm saying that, as you just indicated that you are repeating, I'm saying, as yes, committee members, when we are asking questions, we've got a right to go and refer to programs that now.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Then this will be the end of the presentation, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you so much. DG and your colleagues. DG?
No, Chairperson, I am covered. We have tabled the annual report with the financials, and we hand back to the chair.
Take off anything from screen. We'll be fair when we want to. Honorable members, let me now go to the honorable members. Let me take this opportunity to thank the department with this presentation. I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Madlingosi, Honorable Malomane, Honorable Adams, Honorable Veronica, Honorable Makaula, Honorable Dennis, in that order, honorable members. Let's have our bite. Honorable Mhlongo.
Thank you, Chair. I can close my video. Is that fine?
Yes.
Thank you.
We've seen you with a beautiful shirt.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome the presentation, and we welcome even the finances. But as a layman, DG, I wanted to find out, you've done a survey for others. Have you done a survey to all sectors, all supporters, all empathizers, to check with them that people are happy with the performance of the entities and the department? Because the survey doesn't count that. Now, have you done the survey that will show that all sectors within the department, supporters, empathizers, are happy with the performance of the department? I think we must do that survey. And the next question, the performance is 74%, but the finances is 97.5%. The performance, like your service delivery, is 74%. But can you explain to me as a layman? I thought each and every target has budget. And then if each target has performed 50%, you cannot say finances is 100%. Now, can you explain to me the 74% of on performance and the 97.5% on the budget? I think I need an explanation and I'll understand the actuals. Chair, I wanted to even to ask issues of federation. How many federations do we have? Are we having 49 federation or 60 federation or 40 federation? Because the presentation is contradicting itself. There's somewhere it says 49, and last time the congestion, I think it's DDG, he stated clearly in our last meeting that it's 60 federation. How many federations do we have? And I've received the documentation regarding federation that we've requested, but I think I must clear something. On the letter, it says closing date is the 2nd July 2021 for the federation to submit. The question was, did you communicate to individual federation after the 2nd of July that they must submit? I need an example of an email to each federation to say, not a group federation, to say you must submit the actual dates at this. The communication that I'm talking about, the delaying days or the delaying of releasing the actual funding for federation, because we have received several complaints. They've submitted individual federation, but they did not get the money on X date. Now, annually, what is the actual date where federation received their grant? And then can I have those emails again that are specific what I'm asking, not the one that I've received? The question was, let's see if you've communicated that there's a delay because of all, I was told that the cake, it's X cake, you have to divide it based on federations and based on their budget or not budget, their business plan, so to say. Here, another question I wanted to find out, why does the department has 100 plus minus 100, the question is, sorry, Chair, DG, I saw your media statement yesterday because I have only this opportunity to ask you, why did you agree that you'll meet Sibongile and the group, but later you don't come, you close the office, they're outside, there are five, and you send police, plus minus 100 police were there for five individuals, and these are members of the sector, these are artists. Why do we behave like this? Why didn't we honor the actual date that you, I have a letter that you and Umam Sibongile have signed, Umam Sibongile department, Dr. Khumalo, not Sibongile, Dr. Khumalo has signed that letter that you confirmed that you'll attend the meeting, but the office is closed, has bodyguards, has security, and what date are we having as a department for us not to engage our sector or our members or our supporters or empathizers? Why don't we communicate or sit down with each and every individual that wants to raise any concern within the department? Last question or two, Chair. I'm concerned with the recommendation that are not implemented by the department. The internal audit, it's always an issue that there are no consequence management and the department is not implementing that recommendation. What is the cause? When are they going to implement in the last three consecutive financial years? I would say 2016, 17, 18 to date. There's no implementation of the internal audit committee in implementing the consequence management. Financial statement are not aligned with the submitted finances. Statement containing in the material statement need to be followed up because the executive is not authorizing or accounting officer is not implementing the action plan. What is the cost? Do we have preventative controls? If yes, why don't we implement that? Chair, I've got several questions, but I want to stop here because I'll get other opportunity because I can ask more. I think the time that we have is less, but let me hold for now because I know you've counted.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. The next honorable member is Honorable Mahlengosi.
Thank you, Chair. Let me show my face, otherwise the network isn't doing all right. So can I vanish now?
Yes, Thank you.
Molweni, honorable members, respected visitors, Inkosi Khabazela for the presentation and the rest of your team. This report that is done now is, it looks like it is done because it is wanted by law of this country to do so. It is worrying that even the last days of this parliament in 2021, the minister and his deputy still finds it not important to come and sit with the committee that the department is not respecting at all. It is through Chairperson that most entities under this department have been riddled with all sorts of irregularities and accusations of which the minister and his deputy could have been here to reassure this committee that it will be different in the coming year. Chairperson, there is no national pride in wearing t-shirts of an entity that is accused of racism. Talking about it hasn't changed anything. What are the consequences of those accusations? None whatsoever. Chairperson, so again, this department comes here just to talk, just to express different numbers that are meaningless for the people that are on the ground that are suffering today. Now the question is, what happened about those racial accusations with Cricket South Africa? Are we going to see justice done on national arts councillors who embezzled monies earmarked for the suffering creatives, just like Honorable Mkhlongo has been saying that this department just locked the people outside as if they're useless, they are not human beings. And what has this department done to be proud of like this year? Chairperson, I'll stop from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mahlengosi, Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Chair. Let me switch on my video and then I'll switch it off again. You can send me. Can I switch it off? Thank you, Chair. Let me firstly welcome the presentation from the department and also say Molweni futhi kimi basebenzi moho badira moho our colleagues. Molweni to our precious staff and to everyone that is present. Chairperson, my question, it will be based on the issue that there are targets that are not been achieved in the 2020-2021 financial year. Are there any targets that have been moved to the financial year of 2021 and or to 2022? So if there are any, can we be alerted on those ones? And then on the issue, I can see that the issue of the invoice, now I can see there is more clarity on it as it was outlined in the issue of EAG. So I just want to find that if the department has any other ways of dealing with such challenges, because the Treasury has stated that if the invoice is not paid within 30 days, it will become as a non-compliance when it comes to the issue of audit. And then the other one that I want to speak about is the issues of the South African geographical names, the challenges that we're facing. They said there were challenges. I don't know whether it is solved or what on the issues of the South African geographical names, because it was a target that was also not achieved. On the issue of the Federation not submitting or not complying, I hear in the report they are saying there are three federations that have not submitted. And then I just want to find out, because I can see that this is a challenge. Does the state of this federation of this non-compliance has an impact in the sport itself, or does the non-compliance of the sporting body or federation signal governance challenges and weak state of the sporting code? And in the issue of young staff, the young development, as we want to, on our last committee, we were speaking about development. On the issue of youth development, how does this non-compliance or this federation do they impact on the issue of youth development of our youngsters? The other thing that I want to speak about is the issue of the capacity building project, which were the target was 14, 10 were done. The two were financially covered, but not that means we're not fully supported. The other two were not fully supported. How did the department in this financial year deal with those four? Because they were not fully, the two that were not fully supported and the two that were partially supported. And on the issue of the Western Cape, on the provincial community arts development programs that was scheduled to be done in June this year, is it done or not? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Malumane. The next member is Honorable Adams.
Thank you very much, Chair. And with the permission, I will close my video. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Good morning, all. Good morning to the department, the staff, all invitees, and colleagues. I also wanted to join the other speakers by welcoming the presentation. My first question will go on slide 28, the Sarah Bartman Center of Remembrance project officially started in 2014 and was due in 2019. What is the current status of the implementation? And on slide 34, Chairperson, the department should be commended for its contribution of making territory education accessible through its provision of language bursaries. Can the department provide an overview of areas of study for which the bursaries were awarded? Slide 36. Five Moral Red Regeneration Movement projects was financially supported. Only two were implemented. What was this mean in terms of the financial resources that were allocated to these projects? And in slide 43, Chairperson, on the areas of study that the recipients of the heritage bursary are engaged in, can the department elaborate on it? Slide 44, modular, the new libraries were supported financially and was exceeded by 21. Will all these new libraries have internet connection as connectivity? Program 2, slide 28. 10 community gyms and children play parks was constructed, Comrade Chair. Can we have a list where it was being constructed? And my second last question, Chair. I noted on slide 56, the Northern Cape has the lowest allocation of 27,000, whilst Northern Cape are the largest province. How are the department calculated the allocations per province? And slide 64, I also noted donations and gifts, in brackets, cash. Who was the beneficiaries of this cash? Slide 66. What was the cause of the underspending of the heritage projects? Slide 70. The Winnie Mandela House Clinic. What was the reason for not completing the project? I thank you, Chair. I will stop there.
Thank you, Honor. Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Van Dijk.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you. Also welcome the presentation. I only have three questions. My first one is on program two. I wonder if it's possible, the implementation of the Heritage Legacy Projects, which seems to be an ongoing challenge, if it's possible that we can have an updated list of each legacy product project that was started over the past 10 years and the status of this completion, the total cost budgeted and the total spent so far, and how many of these projects are still incomplete and the reason why and when they will be completed. I think we at some stage did receive communication on projects, but if we can just have an updated project maybe list maybe. Then on program four, the underspending in the Mzansi Gold Economy sub-program, if that can be explained, especially it's concerning because of the industry, the creative industry, the challenges that they experience, specifically also with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the arts, culture, and heritage sector. And then I these apparently 11 employees that were disciplined for financial misconduct or irregular expenditure, if can the department maybe indicate for which financial period these incidents to which they relate to, and what was the nature of the disciplinary action taken? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Fandek. The next Honorable member is Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Chair. Ngibonga e presentation. Ngibonga nakumavovo lapha. Okwami kodwa okuningi sebekhulumile lana Chairperson Odi. Ngisenakho la ukuthinta-thinta kancane, but the most likely leko leye not achieve. Nginombuzo ukuthi lana kusuke ngashivanga khona bagcina kulekelele kuyekelele kanjalo noma bayakwazi ukubuyela emuva bahambe bayoqhubeka nalana abasuke bengaqhubekanga khona ngoba kubalekile phela ngisingajabulela ukuthi bayasebenza kodwa behambe benza umsebenzi bewushiya ikhawu ungenzisizo. Angisangeni kakhulu. Ngiphinde kuye ngiyekele ama-heritage. Ama-heritage ngolongakhala Chairperson wami ukuthi yes siyamthanda uwini madikizela noma kanjalo noluthuli siyawazi amagalelo wabo ekulweleleni umuntu omnyama nesithunzi sakhe njengoba sesikwazi la sithi sikhululekile but mina ngiyojabula Chairperson kungagcini lapho njalo uma sikhuluma ama-heritage singakwazi ukunaba sibheke abantu bakithi abavelele lesawaphiwa umveli nqangi lakhe amakhosi ethu esawaphiwa ukuthi nawe siyafuna abalwe la makwenziwa ama-heritage because nabo
additionally does should be counted, be added. They still have an impact in our lives. We mustn't neglect them because we are black like them. We must not have pressure on them. They have to have their names named on the roads and streets, especially the traditional leaders. We have to see roads with their names. Secondly, Chairperson, I'll not worry you. I'll just touch here and there because a lot has been said. I'm trying to just confirm here and there. Considering community gym for gyms for children in the parks, if we're speaking about these gyms in the parks, there is a question mark there because I want to know why do when we speak about these people every time, we know that there are kids that play in the parks, but we don't see this in other townships, although we see them in other parks, but we don't see them in other parks where we see kids playing and people relaxing there, like in Nanda, Ward 54. The situation is very, very bad. We know that municipalities are not the same. We are working at a national level. What are we doing to see to East that these parks are being, these gyms for children are being built so that we don't spend, put the money where it doesn't do its work? Mostly kids play in very bad areas. Sometimes in the parks, there's no upgrading. I know that you are going to say we do put the money there. What are you doing as a department to make sure that those monies are used profitably or correctly? Or because as the committee members, we know we want this proof that you put this money in these institutions. Just a little bit of English, because I know it. About morality. I know a lot. Don't look down upon me. I just want to know, how do you engage? How do you communicate with them to make sure that you are aware that these kids are playing here and there, so that we see your department developing those places, like the Mbuso Khoza. Mbuso Khoza is able, shows everybody that in other areas, in other countries, other countries do want our actors. Thanks that you locked up your dog. You can't listen to the barking of your dog because you are scared now. We are from KZN. Our denomination is Nazareth. We hate dogs. Thank you. It was not my dog. It was Mr. Mkize's. We hate dogs a lot.
Mama Kaula.
Thank you, Honorable Kaula.
Nabakuzwile abantu. Ngoba umukhuluma
ibikho. They had you. There was translation. It helped you a lot while we're speaking.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to thank the department for the presentation. I would like to start, Chairperson, by saying I think this the budget cuts at 956 million, I think, was that amount was too big, and I think the department must try. We must try hard to get in a new year with a financial budget some of that money back into the department. Chairperson, with the performance review, the 74% achieved, and out of the 29 out of 39 targets, it's interesting that that amount, that percentage, obviously if we look at the expenditure of 97%, which is good, then obviously one have to deeper into the performance review of the departments, in particular the areas where there was underachievement, the modernized program, heritage legacy projects, and the number of provincial resistance and liberation heritage projects, as indicated by other members. My question, Chairperson, is the in program two, the sports promotion, recreation, development, and sports promotion. Sorry, that's not a question, it's a comment. I noted there's a big increase, and it appears that the events, NGOs or sports partners do now report adequately about the events and the attendance thereof in program two. My question is in the heritage legacy projects not implemented, that in Ukeni and as members raised the Sarah Bartman. I think we need to know precisely, get more detail what is happening there. And then on the school sports program, Chairperson, I feel we must get a report from provinces, provincial departments, what sports are they directly involved with regarding to with schools, and then later on get a survey from schools, what sports codes, particularly the underprivileged schools, do they engage in. It will give us an idea of what departments should zoom into when we get the school sports going. I also want to ask the question as by the previous member, but I think it's, I want to ask it differently. The Western Cape Community Arts Development Program that indicated they would only finish this program in April next year, I think. My question is, why is it the Papa not encouraging or forcing the Western Cape to complete the program by the end of March? And why I'm proposing this financial year is that we do not have to run into another financial year if we allow them to finish it in April next year. Chairperson, I'm also concerned about page 38, page 39, about the budget problem, how the department, I want to know how the department intends to correct the problems with budget items for gender-based violence, which is very important, and the FLAG program that was discontinued, and the National Arts Skies project that discontinued, which there are no reasons were given. And then just lastly, Chairperson, on the financial side, the acting CFO, Ms. Sibongeli, I think we need to commend the department for spending 97.5%, which is 2% up on the previous financial year 1920. So it is a big improvement. And then also from page 55 to page 57, the transfer funds to provinces and entities, also page 58 to 60 to the entities. I just want to know, is there a particular compliance or prescribed time frame that we have to transfer these funds? Because what we do not want is fiscal dumping to provinces, just to get our records clear. So, and or is there a monitor, and then what is the report back or monitoring on these funds that we give to provinces or to municipalities? And then lastly, Chairperson, the AG findings, I think we should also continue to engage the department on claims, lawsuit claims against the department and consequence management, investigations as per National Treasury regulations on misconduct cases in the department. I think that would obviously from outside be an ongoing discussion. But overall, I think there is a good improvement on what we have been dealing with in the department. But I think the entities, the number, vast amount, I think we have to zoom in onto some of the entities that is not delivering on their mandate. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis, Honorable Zondi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Where I am, there's a lot of noise. I can't control the noise.
So that honorable members and department will catch the question.
Greetings to the honorable members and the department and Amavov. I am welcoming the reports also and the presentation.
I must say, friend, that I'm satisfied with the performance of the department program and the expenditure of the by program thereof. I can't say I'm happy, but I can't say I have a concern. I don't have a concern. I think I'm satisfied with the explanations the department has put forward. I had two questions, Chair. Half of Kulumengo, 950.
Steam Kise spoke about 156.
The adjustment budget. I just want to know this reduction of this of the adjustment was as a result of the plan programs that was not undertaken, or was it because of the department was trying to avoid the under expenditure? That's the first one. And the last one, Chair, is the variance. No variance on the is the transfers of the in the provinces. Where indications is that there is no variance, which means 100% of the transfers per province was undertaken. I just want to know, how do you hold the municipalities accountable for the transfers? Because if you just give them 100% transfers, then
we know they complain a lot every time.
You know, other than that,
that's what I wanted to know.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. I'm taking back to the department to respond with so many questions. We'll do follow up some of us, but now I'm giving back to the to DG. I thank you.
Honorable Chairperson and the honorable and the respective.
Can honorable members lower your hands in order that I'll be aware of follow up questions? You must all lower your hands, all of you. Please, honorable members, in order that I must chair the meeting accordingly. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you, DG. I'm sorry for this.
No, thank you very much, honorable chairperson. Ngiyabulela, ngiyabonga. Imbuzo.
Thank you. I'm having my team. They have to assist me in responding to the questions. My colleagues
to assist in responses without wasting time. A number of questions have been raised in almost all the programs. And maybe, Chair, I must just correct that eventually ODDG Khan was unable to join us as she is still in Swaziland. For the AU region conference. So we've got Mr. Sipiwe and Nube. So when there are more issues relating to that category of questions will then be responded to as and assisted by him. Chairperson, the questions around have we done survey on the other sectors? And if not, particularly whether the public is happy with the department or not. Well, no, we haven't done that. The customer satisfaction survey, if I may put it that way, that is how I understand Honorable Mhlongo. We had not done that because at the time our greatest focus was mainly on impact of COVID on the various sectors. And then the survey was open to all sectors to then participate. And so we take a note of the advice relating to possibly conducting such a survey on the perceived performance of the department by the public. It always helps to advise you on your areas of weaknesses and where to improve. So we always welcome such feedback. So I think it's something we must just consider going forward, Honorable Chairperson. The variance relating to performance vis-a-vis budget, that the acting CFO might have a bite on this. But Honorable Chairperson and members, I want to indicate that as we indicated that the programs there vis-a-vis the COVID-19 budget was then also used for the relief where we removed budget from the APP targets and they reprioritized them for the relief. And that relief was not based on any additional budget from National Treasury. It was a reprioritization from the department after Minister Mthethwa had met with the both the organizations of sport as well as the sector organizations. And then they proposed the issue of relief. Then Minister advised that myself and my team look at where we can get the money because Treasury was already looking for the money to deal with the issues of health. And therefore they were not gonna give us a cent. Hence, then we ended up having to reprioritize the budget. But that then would have increased the issue of expenditure over and above what is on the target APP. But I think the acting CFO may add in that matter, together with maybe Sakio and Chiso if they want to add. I will ask Simpiwe to deal with this issue of the specific question about how many federations does the department have.
Please try to raise your voice, DG.
Chairperson. So I was saying that then Simpiwe will take the questions related to the program two. I will then factor where I need to. And then, of course, I will ask that DDG, acting DDG, Lisa, if she wants to deal with the matters on program theory, that she does that. So can I start first with DDG, the acting CFO in particular, because most questions are zooming more on money, and then we will take the programs as they follow each other. CFO.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members for the questions. The first question that was being asked of saying, why is our financial performance higher and our target performance higher? That is the 97.5% on the financial performance on money spent by the department versus the 74%. If DG, you allow me, I would remind the honorable members that we came to this portfolio committee and presented our 2021 budget, that is the adjusted budget, where we had shared with the members the how does the pie look, basically to say how is this 5.3 billion spread against the different economic categories. If I may to remind DG and honorable members is that 21% of this budget, that is from the 5.3, is only spent within the department, meaning goods and services for the projects that are in the department, other administrative costs, and compensation of employees. That forms the part of the 21%, which is 1.1 billion. And this is not linked to the KPIs. That will also cause the difference. And only 79% of this budget, it's mainly transfers that goes out in the department or it's spent outside the department, which we further broke it down to say 46% of that budget, it's mainly to the provinces where we've got two DORA grants that amounts to about 2.1 billion, where again, not all these KPIs are part of that budget. But if we look almost half of that budget, it goes to the provinces, where the transfers are guaranteed that we will transfer 100% of that budget, as showed in those slides that we're showing the transfers to the provinces.
And again, we've got about 41% of this budget that goes to our entities and agencies, which again, not these, some of these targets are not linked to that budget. So that's where this, you can call it our budget and performance becomes obscured, because one, in the COE, if we go down on the classification where we're saying how much of this budget it's contained in the COE, 32% of this budget is COE, and COE payments are not linked to these performance indicators that we were presenting as this department to the portfolio committee. I hope that it would answer why we have this skewness between the budget and the performance.
Can I ask the CEO that you get crisp and not do too much the boss of time? Thanks.
Thank you, DG. And again, going down to the question of saying these allocations to the provinces, do we have any legislation that guides us on when to pay and how much do we pay? As I said already, we've got DORA, which is a legislation that we need to comply with. In the DORA, there is a framework that we sign with National Treasury where we would stipulate timelines of to saying when do we transfer how much to each provinces. And again, the question of the how do we do the allocations of the provinces, we are guided by the equitable, we use the statistics from Statistics XA, where we get the allocation of saying the statistics in this province, and then how do we do the presentation. So that's where we get the equitable share percentages of the allocations. But safe to say, DG, that for the mass participation grant, which program two would assist them, Mr. Munude, their grant was for the baseline that was negotiated in the sport and recreation department when we're doing the allocations, whereby we say for each and every province, before we apply the equitable share percentages, there is a 20 million that is given so that we cater for provinces like Northern Cape, which end up with the least of the pie in the equitable share percentages based on the statistics or the population of the province. The other question that was asked on finances is the question of saying, what is it that we paid under donations and gifts, the amount of 700,000 in slide 64. There is ministerial awards where we recognize excellence as the department to the athletes that have performed well. So in this year under review, that is we're presenting today, the 2020-2021 annual report, we had, if we remember, we had to recognize excellence for the women team, for the cricket team. We had to recognize the women team in the football, that is Banyana Banyana, and other athletes that have performed well during the year from the different federations. The other question that that maybe I can take, DG, is in relation to the presentation that AGSA had presented to Portfolio Committee on how did we perform, where as a department for the financial statements, we had only, received an unqualified audit opinion with two matters of emphasis, which was mainly on the transfer and of functions and measures, which that is for the users to note that this department had function transfer from both SRSA, the former department, and the DAC department. And on the audit of legislation, that's where we had two findings as a department where the financial statements were not presented fairly, or they had misstatements, which when we engaged with AG, we found each other and corrected those misstatements. What we have done as a department, as we stated in the previous portfolio committee meeting, where we said we had now done some work to check what are the root causes that made us not to present our financial statements fairly, and as AG would say, maybe in other instances, incomplete, where we had to fix the errors that they would have picked. We had now put in place a team from different units which would review every input that we submit. We had also involved early in the year, that is now in quarter one, after we submitted our IFS, the internal audit and risk to do a thorough risk assessment of the root causes of these matters. And we'll also take these matters to be evaluated by a team that is, we've got a task team that is established to also assess the matters that led to misstatements that would lead to being irregular expenditure. DG has signed letters. The task team is sitting today, starting today in the afternoon, that will look at those things. So committee members, we are working in trying to clear those misstatements, which were about 5 findings that led to the misstatements. And others would find it's an error, a typing error when we were transferring our Word or Excel document to the Word. Unfortunately, it's a manual transfer that we had to do where there was a typing error, which also AG translated as a misstatement. But yes, we are putting steps to do those corrections. I am not sure if DG, should I touch on matters of consequences management on the irregular expenditure on what was done? Because I think as a department, as a department, and we need to put it to the portfolio committee that there was investigations that were done, whereby we had appointed in 2019 a company to come and investigate those irregular expenditures that, or expenditures that led to irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure in the former department, which we had implemented those findings or the recommendations from Mora. We had a company that was, we say it's Mora Incorporated, that was appointed, where it found that there were irregular expenditures that, yes, members of the department or officials were issued with final written warnings after sitting with them on the different disciplinary hearings. There were 9 letters that were issued in August 2020, resulting in final written warnings. There were written warnings that were also issued, and also verbal warnings to those transactions that were found that had led to irregular expenditures. And again, there were 16 letters, what unfortunately, 5 of those officials had resigned, 2 officials were dismissed, and 4 officials, their contracts had ended when this investigation was done, and 4 officials were transferred to other departments. In the matters of fruitless and wasteful expenditures, Mora found that there were officials that were supposed to be also taken through, or matters that were supposed to be taken through disciplinary hearings, which then was done by August 2020. And we had letters, 8 letters that were issued to officials, where we had 3 written warnings that were issued, 2 final written warnings that were issued. And again, when we assessed, Mora said there were other transactions that there were no recommendations that we need to take actions against those officials. As a department, we will then write to National Treasury and say we need to reclassify those transactions, because now after the investigations, it means those transactions were classified incorrectly to be treated as fruitless and wasteful expenditures, which were about 3 of those matters. So there were no actions that were taken. And again, 2 letters could not be issued on the fruitless and wasteful because the employee was transferred to another department and one other employee is already on pension. As I already said, that we have made a task team. We had written as internal control in the office of the CFO to DG that we need to have a task team that sits and evaluate the matters that now in the year 2021-22 are possible irregulars or possible fruitless, so that we can start now implementing consequence management that would be required, so that come year end, we have done some work on that space. Thank you, DG and committee members. I'll be told if maybe there are other questions that maybe I could have missed. Oh, the last question is the question, sorry, DG, the matter on 30 days. The report had shown that only 1 payment out of the 1,400 payments that we had processed, unfortunately, was termed as being not complying with 30 days, whereby the back and forth between SCM and finance on the validity of the payment led to this payment to be paid within 33 days instead of 30 days, which we have, this shows that as a department, we try to put mechanisms whereby each and every payment that we pay we analyze and ensure that we pay a valid invoice and we pay it on time. But unfortunately, on that payment, when we investigated, there were two stamps on the date received, whereby it was an initial stamp which AG evaluated on, unfortunately, and the stamp where the payment was returned back from the end user, because there was a back and forth trying to make sure that we pay a correct payment, which should be a valid invoice. Thank you, DJ.
Thank you, CFO. Can I take Mr. Ndima?